this is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 4. This is letter 1135. And this is dated, Baruch Hashem, the 19th day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Yud Aleph, Tisa, in Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is addressing this letter to the administration of the village of Chabad, the Kfar Chabad in Israel. May God be with them. Peace and blessing. And the Rebbe says, I'm responding to the letters I received dated the 7th of Menachem Av and the 6th Erev Shabbos Kodesh, the portion of Dvarim. You are advising me, you're letting me know that you decided to send here a special shaliach, a special agent, as a representative of the village of Safaria Chabad. It used to be called Kfar Safaria, Safaria. That was the name before it changed to Chabad. The Rebbe uses both names over here. But you do not inform me what is the goal, what's the purpose of the mission, what's the mission of this shaliach, of this agent that you're sending. Also, I could not understand in the language, the way you wrote the letter, if you are letting me know about your decision, or is this a question, whether it is fitting to do so. So Rebbe says it wasn't clear. So, if this is you letting me know your decision, so please let me know about this again soon, and we will put an effort in getting the proper papers. But if this is a question that you're asking me, I am not at all pleased from this suggestion. You can imagine, after getting such an answer, what their decision was. But the Rebbe says, if you're asking me my opinion, I'm not pleased at all. I see no great benefit in this. At the time that, during the month of Tishrei especially, and especially in the beginning of the year of Shemitah, and the changes in how you're settling over there, it's not fitting at all and at all for a person who's an activist in Israel and doing work that he should just leave there for several weeks. But I guess what happened was they wanted to send somebody to be with the Rebbe for the holidays, for the Yom Tovus, apparently. But the Rebbe, he says, you got work to do over there. It's a very special time now. Don't come here. Don't waste the time. You should be over there now. And for sure, a good portion what you can accomplish by coming here, you can also accomplish through letters. I'm not sure exactly what that's for. The next thing the Rebbe says in number 4 over here, so this is just several points in the letter. In the future, coming 2 weeks in Eretz Yisrael, there is going to be a visit by the leadership of the United Jewish Appeal, and also the head of the funding, the collection for Eretz Yisrael and the joint distribution. So the Rebbe says, according to my view, it would be very, very, very proper. Number one, have them visit the Kfar. Let them visit the village of Chabad, and make a proper. Rebbe is teaching them how to raise some funds. Also, make a nice greeting for them. Welcome them. Make them a good welcome. I mean, if you want the people to contribute, you know, give them, show them a little bit that you that they're important. Number two, afterwards, the Rebbe had to teach everything from the olive base to everything, how to go about doing the business. Number two, afterwards, when the person is going to already be, you know, excited, his heart is going to be ketov lev hanal, he's going to be hari. So then you send some messengers from the people of the village. And in order to make it even stronger, there should also come the representatives of the various Chabad groups of Chabad, Agudas Chabad, the various shuls of Lubavitch people, to show them that there is a force, a recognizable force in Eretz Yisrael. Show them, come to them, and show them, make a bigger presentation. If you're not going to have the various representatives from the various institutions visiting, at least they should authorize, they should give the others that do go that they are authorized to speak in their name as well, just so they know that they're representing more than just their own organization. And after you make a proper presentation to the people, you should demand from them and demand fully with full force. Of course, the Rebbe says it has to be done gently. It has to be done quietly. And you have to ask them for special support for the year of Shemitah. And within the words, it is proper to also sort of bring in, to be mavliya, that they surely know that it is possible to make a public collection from Lubavitch for the Fund of Shemitah in the United States, that they can do that, meaning that they can make a fundraiser over here. Is that however, so they should say, the reason why they're not doing it, why is the funding not doing it? Because they think for sure there'll be something lacking for their general collection funding that they're collecting from. So they need to come to understand the truthfulness of the demand to help for Shemitah, that it's not going to be taken away anything from their own collection, but on the contrary. So the Rebbe is basically saying to them, they should, in those days it was a big thing because a lot of the people in the village, in the Kfar Chabad, used to do the agriculture. They used to grow things, they used to grow oranges, they used to grow various different things. The fact that Shemitah they can't do, it was a big, big problem. People didn't have their normal livelihood. And so the Rebbe says, he's only suggesting this if there's nobody else already talking to them, that is talking in the name of the Kfar. The Rebbe is not giving, shouldn't be multiple people coming with the same thing to them. This is the Rebbe's suggestion with the Rebbe's blessing. But it's amazing how the Rebbe is directing them. Like, this is only a very small part from a large letter, which, like I said, they didn't publish everything. Some of the things there is not maybe important to everybody, or sometimes there is also things that would be maybe offensive to somebody if you read it. So there is not really everything over there, but at least the things that can be published, we just read.